Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley says as the dual immersion language program expands, staffing has become an issue as the program now will follow kids graduating from the fifth grade, moving into middle school and needing to continue with those language studies.
We've really had to look beyond this next year. We've had to really look at projections for staffing, for professional development, for student needs.
The program coordinator for the district, Judy Tukuafu, along with dual immersion director Ellie Gallagher, will present some of the updated goals at Tuesday's school board meeting. One of those is to have students who have followed the program throughout their education, passing the high school advanced placement language exam by the time they're in ninth grade.
And also to have the conversational pieces of both Spanish and French. So with that goal in mind, we've had to work our curriculum and our instruction backwards and align our programs.
Conley says there will be changes to the program, and they have to do with how the program is taken through middle school. Another challenge is how to offer more foreign language to those students who wanted to be in dual immersion but were left out by the lottery system.
What we're looking at specifically, and it's great to have Judy on board because she not only has working with dual language immersion right now, but she also is the community ed director. So looking outside of the school day, after school programs, before school programs, even looking at a blended learning model, which, as you know, Dr. Varis was in our district, we are very fortunate to have technology infrastructure in our school district already. And that's a great tool to continually incorporate language.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. She says with regard to the dual immersion program, enrollment is now open at Jeremy Ranch and Trailside Elementary Schools. The school board meets at 4 p.m. Tuesday in the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. Public comment is taken at 5:30. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.